I'm Kevin McCory, and this is Jukebox Journey.
Every time I'm in the street, I hear
We're unstuck in time, jumping through decades and genres, meditating on a theme. Today marks the changing of the season, and this week we're digging through summer songs made by Philadelphia musicians.
School is out and it's sort of a buzz, but back then I didn't really know what it was.
Going to number four on the chart in August of 1991, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Summer in the City. Songs that evoke childhood memories of hazy hot days on the row home streets. 12 years old in the era before cell phones, when your 10-speed was your passport, and the only thing you couldn't outrun were the never-ending thoughts about your crush.
My love, I'll never find the words, my love.
June 1974, the Stylistics hit number two with a song recorded at the legendary Sigma Studios at 12th and Race.
God bless you.
It was the summer between 7th and 8th grade, those days of nervous butterflies, the anxiety of how to act around her, what to say. You watch from a distance, trying to play it casual. One of a string of hits for Daryl Hall and John Oates in 1981. This one released in August. As the days get hotter, the hours linger longer. In July 2004, the Roots album, The Tipping Point, debuted at number four. The nights are short, but feel like forever. You lie in bed and replay scenes in your head, over and over again. Was that a smile when she looked at you, or just your imagination? John Coltrane playing tenor sax on the record Cookin' with the Miles Davis Quintet, released July of 1957, when the jazz great was still living in Strawberry Mansion. You sing her name in your mind. You think of her until you fall asleep. You've never felt this exposed, this vulnerable.
Long and lonely night.
Another one from July of 57. Lee Andrews and the Hearts were hot with a release on the long-defunct Mainline Records label. The lead singer, the father of Amir Questlove Thompson of the Roots.
And why you left me with a broken heart.
Then one evening, you see her at the water ice stand. You talk, and she laughs at something you say. She seems to actually think you're funny. Is this what it means to click?
Come on, baby!
Released July of 1960 and going on a dominant two-year run, South Philly High alum Ernest Evans.
And go like this.
Better known as Chubby Checker. And now you're really building up your nerve. That's how this works, right? You have to actually say how you feel. Sure. Easy. Piece of cake. One of these days, you'll definitely do that. From their self-titled album, released July 2024, Dr. Dog. And one moonlit night, you finally work up the guts to bare your soul. You brace for it to be crushed, but no. The pride of Upper Darby, Todd Rundgren, cracked the top 20 for the first time in July 1972. And the next thing you know, you're talking for hours, holding hands every day on the block. It feels impossible. You feel like you're floating. Days of perfect harmony. From August 2017, The War on Drugs album, A Deeper Understanding. So did it last? Heck no. Didn't survive the first week back to school. Did the breakup hurt? Heck yes. But is there something beautiful and nostalgic about relishing the memory? Kind of like hearing a song that brings you right back to a time and place long past? Without doubt. Released in June of 1991 and rising to number 3 on the chart, the debut single from Boyz II Men. I'm Kevin McCrory, and this has been Jukebox Journey on WHYY. The East Coast family.